Today's episode is focused on a topic that is near and dear to my heart. It is the topic of travel and family vacations. And I know sometimes juggling career and family, a vacation can seem like a luxury, but it doesn't have to mean you hop on a plane and go somewhere fancy. It can simply mean taking a break and getting outside of your routine and daily structure for a little bit of change, a little bit of fun, and a little bit of time to regroup as a family. So today we're going to talk about all the different ways in which you could get away and why it's so important for us as moms to step away from our daily routines. So whether you're planning a weekend escape or a simple day trip, join me as we explore why these breaks are not only beneficial, but essential for our well-being and the harmony of our families. Let's dive in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. When our kids were younger, we were not in a financial position to have one parent stay home. In fact, we needed both of our incomes in order to make ends meet and to be able to pay our bills and live each and every day. But as our children grew older and as our careers started to take off, we noticed ourselves in a new position, one that had disposable income, and we've earned quite a bit of PTO over the course of our careers. And the way in which we've chosen to lean into these two new areas was by engaging in more travel. Growing up, I will never forget the time we were sitting in a rental car, my parents in the front seats, and my brother and I in the back seat. And I remember saying to my mom, we were driving through probably McDonald's at the time, and I said to her, "Who is this person in the front seat, Mom?" I remember saying, "You are fun, Mom, right now. You are like letting us eat all of the snacks in the world. We're doing all these fun things, and you're laughing about things that I probably would have gotten in trouble for when we were at home. How do we get this, Mom, all the time?" And I remember looking at her as she chuckled in the front seat, and she said, "Well, I'm in vacation mode. I'm vacation Mom right now. So of course you can eat all the snacks and you can eat all of the junk food and the drive-through. This is vacation. My mindset is to be here and to have fun. And I know going into this, I don't have to check a list every single day or every single minute and make sure that everybody gets where they need to be. We are relaxing. We're having fun and we are in vacation mode." And as an adult now with four kids of my own, I totally get it. Every day, especially as working moms, we are constantly making a list, whether that is an actual tangible list or it is mental in our head. We are making lists. We are checking off what is done. We are circling what needs to be done still. And we have the stress and pressure of time running against us because, let's face it, there is not enough time each and every day to get things done. And I too find myself a more relaxed and engaged mom when we travel because the distractions are put away. Now, the distractions of work are minimized. Sometimes I need to still be available. Sometimes I can totally shut off depending upon the time of year and depending upon the industry that I'm working in. And other times I simply, by being removed from the kids' activities of running them around all evening and all weekend, we have less chaos of busyness and we can just be with one another and we can just focus on our time together. And so I totally get where my mom was coming from. And we as a family have chosen to lean into travel and vacations together. Now, I will preface this by saying you don't have to have a huge, glamorous, expensive trip where you go to certain islands across the world or even travel on a plane. We started very, very small when it came to our travels as a family. In fact, we have four boys and they all came within 5.5 years of each other. So as you can imagine, back in the day, I know I'm dating myself with this, we did not have paid paternity leave, at least not in the companies that I worked for, nor my husband. And so I had to save every single hour and minute of my PTO to be used to help us pay for my time off during maternity leave. And so I didn't have a bunch or gobs of extra time that I could put towards travel, nor did I have the financial resources at the time. And so our travels or our trips or our adventures were really 2-3 hour drives from where we lived. It might be from Nebraska, it might be Kansas City, it might be out to the country 3 hours away. When we travel, it is for us to relax and be engaged with one another without any interruptions or distractions. So as we started traveling with our kids really young, we started by car. And I remember infant seats in the back seat where we would travel 3 or 4 hours at a time. And we'd stop many times when they were babies to check on them, to feed them, to change their diapers. And that progressively grew into traveling on an airplane. And the funny part of all of this is that I remember kind of offsetting some of the guilt that I felt as a working mom by sharing with my kids, you know, mom works so that we can do all of these fun things. Mom works so that we can go to Disneyland or so that we can go to California or Florida or even so that we can go see Disney on Ice when it is in our local area. And so our children have really adopted the mindset of we like that mom works because we can do X, Y, or Z, which I've prefaced by saying, I don't know if that would be something that we would continue to be able to do if I didn't work. And so I really got buy-in. I will tell you, hint, hint, that was a really great way for me to get buy-in with my kids at a really young age is by exploring some new areas of the country or the world with them and then saying, hey, this was made possible by mom's job and dad's job. So that really helped me in some certain aspects when I was really struggling with feeling as though, gosh, should I be staying home with my kids? Anytime I were to ask them, oh, do you wish mom stayed home? Are you doing okay? How do you feel about mom working? Their response, even at a super young age, was, we love that you work because we love going on vacation. So now it's kind of a running joke inside of our family that, hey, we get to do these fun things because mom and dad work, which is actually the truth. There's something amazing to experiencing the world or even another state or another city together with your kids. It's that experience of, wow, we all are seeing the same thing for the first time and taking it in. It provides a lot of opportunity for dialogue and conversations and to share everybody's opinions or experiences with that. And I, for one, love experiencing new things with my kids. It does foster more meaningful connections. When we travel, I have less distractions, whether that comes from the phone, whether that comes from the busyness of each and every day running kids around to their different sports and activities, or it's just simply being in another part of the country or the state where we can just be present with one another. And I will say the National Institutes of Health states that family vacations positively influence children's academic performance and overall development. I love to use this information when I once in a while have pulled out my kids from school. Now, I know I'm going to get a backlash from teachers here. I try not to pull them out too much during the school year, but sometimes we may miss a day or two because we're going on a family vacation. And I do believe that it does contribute to their overall academic growth when they see things on vacation or experience things on vacation that aligns with what they're studying that they may not have seen otherwise living in their bubble of where they live today. There's an old cliche out there that talks about life being more about the journey than the actual destination, and I believe that is entirely true. For me and our family, vacation planning has become something that we do together. It's a group effort. It is an exercise that brings us closer together, where we can bond over a shared experience and planning the details and hearing everybody's opinion so that we can make a decision as a family. For working moms, it's so often that we feel this pull between work and home, and we're constantly checking things off of our to-do list. But knowing that there's a vacation in the future, or thinking about what state we want to go to, or what monument we want to go see, or maybe what hotels would we like to stay at. Planning and knowing that there's something exciting coming up can bring just a fresh new perspective into each and every day. It's when we get stuck in the same monotonous experience day in, day out. We're constantly waking up, maybe working out, going to take our kids to school or to daycare. We go to work, then we come home, we pick everybody up, and we shuttle them around all evening in order to get to their activities. And then we go to bed and we do it all over again. And when we know that there is this exciting trip that is coming up, it makes it more fun and palatable when we know that there's something to look forward to. A study by the American Psychological Association found that taking vacations can actually significantly reduce stress levels, leading to improved mental health. And aren't we all here for that, right? We can all use a boost to our mental health, a time away, something that is exciting that we look forward to. And working moms are facing higher levels of stress each and every day. And a vacation can provide that much needed break, contributing to our better overall well-being. We talk so much about the importance of self-care, but we don't often have time for that. And vacations, whether that's a year from now or it is 2 weeks from now, are something that we can incorporate a bit of self-care to, whether that's an hour break to go to the spa if you're staying in a place that has that, or you're simply shutting off your phone and engaging one-on-one with your kiddos in a way that you might not normally be able to. And so I would suggest, if you are going on a trip or you're interested in taking a vacation, that you put some parameters around what that looks like for you when it comes to work as well. I've worked in healthcare most of my life, and I can tell you it isn't always possible to shut off the phone. And so if somebody needed to reach me, having parameters on what times of day they could reach me and when I would be checking my email, or if I was going to be completely inaccessible and unavailable, who they could go to in my absence. So if you are going to take a vacation, the worst thing that could happen is thinking that you're going to check out, but your team doesn't know that. And so they're calling you thinking that you're still available and on call. You answer the phone, get stressed out, and then this vacation turns into a nightmare or something that you didn't picture it to be. And so making sure you have your boundaries not only in place, but communicating to your family, to your company or your team members, so everyone knows what to expect and isn't disappointed or frustrated at the end of the vacation. The other piece of it I will say is that we all know when we leave the office, whether that's for a mental health day or it is for a vacation, or you're simply out of the office for whatever reason, before you leave, there's this chunk of time where you're trying to get everything done before you leave so that you can check out, and that creates extra stress. When you come back, we know that there is a mound of work that needs to be done and a bunch of emails that need to be sorted through when you come back. And so it's like almost work on the front end and a bunch of work on the back end. So try to talk with your team as well on what can be done to alleviate that. When I've been gone for extended vacations, like a cruise where somebody can't reach me, I have in the past put a video in my out-of-office response where I explain, hey, I'm on vacation, I'm surprising my kids with a trip, or we're all headed out to see our favorite mouse, and I will be out of the office. If this is an emergency, here's who you can reach out to. I will do my best to respond back to you within the week that I come back, because sometimes it's simply not possible to respond to them the day that you get back. So give yourself a little bit of grace and extension as well. And for anything that comes in from your own company, that may be something that you want to filter into a separate inbox, and then those from outside of your company filter to a different inbox or folder so that you can sort through in priority priority order, which is most important and which is most pressing. If you have clients that you serve, perhaps those go into a separate inbox while you're out so that you know to check those first. And you can prioritize based on how you respond and where you spend your time when you come back so it doesn't seem as overwhelming. More than anything, I hope that you find vacations and a little bit of time away to be a meaningful engagement with your kids. Be the fun mom. Be that vacation mom where you're less stressed because you're not getting pulled in a million directions from work and your kids' activities. You're not running around picking people up, dropping people off, making sure that you're checking everything off of your to-do list that you normally have to do. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a rest and enjoy a little time away, even if that's just simply staying at a hotel a couple hours away where you don't get pulled into the daily routine of life because you're just far enough away not to get sucked in, but you're also close enough if you need to stay home. And I can tell you, my kids have such great memories of just the ordinary days, but they also have great memories of traveling because that's when Fun Mom comes out as well. I am a better mom when I'm not stressed and bogged down with the chaos of everyday life. But on the other hand, I'm a great mom because I work as well. And working affords us the opportunity to do a little bit of travel. And I want my kids to see the world in a way that their home environment alone cannot produce for them. So I encourage you to find time to get away, to plan that trip, even if it is a year from now, so that you can have fun planning with your kids. Look at where you want to go. Dream about the destinations. Give yourself plenty of time to plan this, to book all of the little pieces, like a hotel if you're going to take a flight, or even a rental car, and plan with the family. Make it an adventure for everybody to go on and for everybody to look forward to. And I think you will be surprised at the type of mom that you show up as during that vacation. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.